This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend. Happy Monday, everyone. It's Holly here, and just want to give you guys some not necessarily time management tips, because really, if you guys want to think about it, you do not manage time. You're actually going to be managing yourself. So I'm going to give you some self-management tips when it comes to managing your day, taking control of your day, and really maximizing those 24 hours. Because here's the deal, everyone. I don't care who you are, everyone has the same amount of time in a day. So it's really based upon how you maximize and capitalize during that time. So in The Ultimate Sales Machine, a book by Chet Holmes, he gives some great 6 steps for time management. I just wanted to kick this quick Monday Minutes episode off with it. So number one is to touch it once. If you touch it, take action. So for example, if you read a text message, respond. If you read an email, make sure you're in the position to respond. So touch it once. Number two, make a list. So keep a list that, keeping a list will double your productivity. Keep your list small. 6 is the magic number. And you know, if you think about it, you guys, those long lists will actually have a negative impact where people start to feel overwhelmed. So keep it small. Ideally, 6 is the magic number. Number 3 is plan how much time you'll need to allocate for items on the list. Don't focus on when necessarily, but focus on the amount of time that it will take. Number 4 is going to be planning your day. 5 is prioritizing. So put those most important tasks first and prioritize that to-do list so that you guys can knock out the most important task first thing in the day. And then number 6, ask yourself, will it hurt to throw it away? The last thing we want to do is keep clutter. We want to keep everything fresh, clean, nice, and clutter-free. If it doesn't hurt, then throw it away. And again, that is the 6 steps from Chet Holmes' Ultimate Sales Machine book. So if you guys haven't read that one, definitely make sure you pick up your copy or even get it on Audible, because it is a game changer for sure. So, you know, just want to also touch on, like, you know, understanding that you guys have a choice when it comes to what you're working on. Ask yourself each day, what do I need to work on for the day? What's your process? What's your system? What do you have those things in place to make that decision? So really, when it comes down to, you know, knowing your quarterly goals, your BHAG, that's super critical when it comes to time management, because that's gonna be the directing piece as to what you're gonna be working on. That's your process. Make sure you guys are breaking those down into actionable items to get you closer to your goal. If you don't know what you're working towards, how are you guys gonna know what you're working on, right? So really asking yourself each time you guys are touching a task, touching a project, saying yes to something, ask yourself, is what I'm working on now moving me closer to my goals? The last thing you guys want to do is create a distraction. Also ask yourself, is there a way that I can draw a direct line to profitability if I take on this task or if I do this actionable item? And most importantly, asking yourself, does it align with your why? So, you know, going through and understanding your BHAG, your goals, and then dissecting from those priorities, those actionable items, and identifying what items are the most value of your time. So think of it, the whole dentist hands and mouth principle. So making sure that you are doing, performing things that only you can do. Anything else that's small and kind of can be tedious, delegate those. Don't be afraid to delegate outside of your working space. Look, you guys, I'm super huge on DIY. However, I understand the importance of my time, and some things that are a distraction or not necessarily the best use of my time, I will absolutely delegate it out to maybe a virtual assistant, maybe another company, maybe somebody on Fiverr. Whatever it is, utilize resources to delegate those tedious tasks. So, you know, also when it comes to managing yourself, you guys, you have to eliminate your distractions. Stop scrolling through other people's BS life on social media. During this time, you guys need to be focused on yourself. you know, make some time like for to set the week right. So for me, it's Sunday planning. During this process, I ask what are the things I need to plan to win my week this week. I go through and do content creation, or I, you know, time block things to make sure I work on them during the week. Make sure you guys set the pace for the week and really best prepare through Sunday planning. So now let's talk about productive accountability. What you want to do is create an environment where it's impossible to lose. Continue those habits until they become daily routine. So for instance, if you guys are wanting to drop some weight before summer, if you want to tone up a little bit, you know, before you go to bed, lay your night, your work clothes, your workout clothes right beside your bedstand or at the foot of the bed, wherever, so that you guys don't have to think, oh, I don't have time to get ready. It's, you almost don't have to think, you just put on your workout clothes and go and do it. So hopefully you guys found these tips useful when it comes to managing yourself. I get it. We're in a world that is designed right now more than ever. We're all on our screens to distract ourselves or to kind of make sure we're still keeping in touch with everyone since we are having to social distance. But just don't lose focus on your goals. Make sure you guys have that heightened awareness and, you know, allocate your time to make sure you crush your goals. And don't use this time to, you know, go and be absorbed in somebody else's life or do things that's going to distract you. I totally understand that this is also, you know, a time where you guys need to reboot, refresh. That's great. That's perfectly fine. Just make sure you guys are also allocating time to make sure you're staying on task so you guys can still crush your 2020 goals. I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.